I'm Luke Runyon, a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Amy Konishi started working at 6 years old, digging ditches, planting cantaloupe and sugar beets with her parents, both Japanese immigrants, on their farm outside Rocky Ford, Colorado. Now almost 90 years old, Konishi has been a constant in a town that has seen much change. Throughout her life, Rocky Ford has gone from a bustling produce hub to a struggling farm town. The work ethic drilled into her on the farm never left. She's still working at the hair salon she owns in town.
Amy Konishi. My maiden name was Nakayama. I've lived here all my life. And I'll be 88 in November. We grew up from the time we knew what a reed was, and we were out there in the field. That's how we all grew up. My folks made money. They were very industrious. They owned three farms when they died. My mother, well, she was 82. She worked every Sunday morning now till noon. I was out there Sunday afternoon, and she said, "You know, I'm so lucky. I don't have arthritis. I don't get headaches. I'm really well." And she was, because she was in the field every day. She made us strong because she was so strict. If you even said you had a cold or you were sick, or you felt like you were sick, you didn't get sick too long because she gave you castor oil and you get out in the field. You know, gave you castor oil, and I never could drink orange juice very long. For a long time, I just couldn't drink orange juice. When I grew up, it reminded me of the castor oil. But she just made us that way. We had to work, hard work. Not one crate, you lift one crate, you lift two crates at a time. We were strong. My kids don't know how to work like we did. They wouldn't even know how to shovel. I could shovel a ditch faster than anybody. That's what my son-in-law said. What am I going to say in your obituary, that all she knew was work? I said, "That's it." Well, I'm going to be buried out here anyway because I'll be buried with my husband, but it's just home. It's just home. I've been here all my life.